You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. There are many religious groups around the United States that practice shunning. They turn away from congregants who leave the group, even those from their immediate families. Experts call shunning a form of psychological bullying. Community Voices producer Brad Price learned about groups in the Miami Valley that practice shunning and has this story about a young man who was shunned and how he survived.
A couple I recently met, who I'll call Sydney and Sylvia, invited me over to their house on a Saturday morning. After letting me inside, Sydney got busy making breakfast. Bacon, eggs, toast, and some weird corndog-shaped pancake-sausage combo I had never seen.
You want me to make some coffee? Or did you guys already have some coffee?
Who
are you going to make the coffee for?
I'll make it. That's good.
Coffee.
Their happiness is magnetic, but achieving that happiness has been difficult for Sydney. A few years ago, almost every relationship with friends and family he has had since birth was taken from him.
Remember how you used to have a family that loved you and how good life was?
Sydney grew up a member of a fundamentalist Christian sect in the Miami Valley. As a teenager, he began to realize his moral and intellectual disagreements with his own faith tradition. His willingness to be vulnerably honest about his change in beliefs triggered a devastating disconnection from his friends and family.
When you can't believe what they believe, and that's the difference between you and that person, and that's enough of a difference for them not to speak to you or to want anything to do with you again, and to consider you basically dead to them. I mean, that's how he feels.
I began talking to many in the Dayton area who've had this experience. They say the silence of their family and former friends is deafening. Recognizing how devastating this type of rejection is, I wondered how common it was. But that's part of what makes this behavior so insidious. It seems impossible to quantify it. I decided to ask Dr. Kip Williams at Purdue University for some insight. He studies the psychological effects of ostracism.
It's easy to find a bullying situation where someone's being hit or yelled at or made fun of, but not being looked at, not being answered, not being talked to is an absence of a behavior rather than a behavior. So it's harder to document and to prove and to prosecute and all sorts of things.
Dr. Williams says that the psychological pain from ostracism produces the same patterns in the brain associated with physical pain, and that it can be deadly. His research shows that there is a high prevalence of suicidal tendencies among those who have been ostracized. I asked Sydney if he ever considered taking his life.
As far as being in a dark, suicidal place, yeah, I've spent years there. You do think that there may be nothing else for you. And if there's nothing else, then all there is just this suffering, this miserable rejection. And yeah, you do want to kill yourself.
Despite having been in this dark place, Sydney seemed happy the morning I met him and Sylvia. He says things started to turn around when he met her.
We just right away clicked really well. And so right away, we started hanging out a lot, and we got along really well. We both really made each other laugh. But yeah, just generally in life overall, he's just more excited about things and has a really good group of friends now.
I don't have any of the real significant problems that I had early in life, and I also don't have this humongous weight of depression that I had since I was, early teens of never being able to be this thing that I was expected to be. I'm still not that thing, but the difference is now I'm okay with it.
I asked Sydney what he would tell his former friends and family about his life if they would talk to him.
I mean, I would tell them that I was happy. That right now in my life, I'm happy, but they're still missing.
Brad Price for WYSO Community Voices.
Support for Community Voices is provided by the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation. For more Community Voices stories and information on our training program, visit wyso.org.